Welcome to the Chasing Tomorrow podcast, episode number 152. Wow, this is exciting. The third chapter of the podcast. So chapter one was Dave and Joe. Chapter two was Don and Joe. Chapter three is just going to be Joe. You know, when we started this podcast, we had every intention to keep this going for a long period of time. You know, we've met a ton of really intriguing guests. We've had amazing in-depth conversations, and we appreciate that you've come along with the journey with us and listened to our podcast. And so we're committed to a future where we'll still meet up with intriguing people doing extraordinary things, creating their own version of their high-performance life. And, you know, while there is change afoot, you know, some of the things will still be the same. You know, I'm going to keep having guests on the show. Look forward to that. We're also going to spend a little bit of time together. You know, we're touch on some of the topics that I've both written about and lived over this version of my high performance life. And I look forward to sharing that with you. I look forward to getting some feedback and taking this podcast to another level. I know you have lots of podcasts you can listen to. I listen to a lot. They're amazing. And, you know, they delve into probably some similar topics. So we're going to work hard to keep this one intriguing for you, both with the guests and the questions and sort of the rawness of the interview. You know, a lot less prep than some other podcast hosts have, just because, you know, you find you get a little bit deeper when you just sort of have that conversation with a person. And so, you know, as I've written about and talked about many times over, when you start something, you can't start with an end in mind. I mean, geez, you know, life has got an end somewhat defined out there in the future. Let's not define too many other ends. So I don't know how long the podcast will go on. It's not even a good question to answer. It's just, let's just keep going. Let's make this useful for all of us. I enjoy this moment, the time each week to be able to spend time with interesting people. I mean, I learn from that. I mean, wouldn't we all want to spend more time with interesting people? I mean, this is a good method to be able to, you know, consolidate that and make it efficient, you know, whether we're in the car or we're running, going on a hike, maybe just sitting in the living room, just trying to get a little bit of a break, and we can consume some interesting content. And I think some of you might even listen at 1.5 or 2 times speed so you can get through these quickly and get to the key points. And, you know, on this past 20 years that I've sort of taken a turn and redefined my life around these three questions, which is, you know, who am I? What is my purpose? And what would I like my legacy to be? And in that, sort of a very intentional perspective on life. You know, when I started as a kid, you know, going to school in the Bronx and not knowing what the future might hold and actually believing that there probably wasn't that big of a future for me. I had, you know, like many of us, a rather somewhat inauspicious start. You know, the working in the McDonald's or the toiling at a job that we didn't feel like we were fit for, or having some other, you know, seemingly at the moment tragedy happen in our lives. And what I found along the way was that, you know, every time I applied myself to the best degree I could and showed up the best way I could, I gave myself an advantage. I found that volunteering really made a difference. Make other people's lives easier. Be in service to them, right? Remember that, you know, everything you feel is something that others feel. And the way you show up just changes the opportunity. And, you know, for a very long period of time, like many of us, we sort of don't want to let our ego get away from us. We want to just live our lives and make an impact in the community that we're part of. But, you know, I found that over time that my story and my experience could help others think about what was possible in their lives. I mean, just think about this. You know, whether it's the amount of miles I've flown, over 5 million, or the 40,000 miles I've run, or the hundreds of races I've been in, or the year that I read 50 books, or the year I watched 1,000 TED Talks, all of it completely under my control. Choices that I made to experience life in a different way. And I think that every one of us has that opportunity. You know, maybe we won't end up in the Olympics or getting many gold medals or world records, but, you know, truth of the matter is, those are temporal anyway. They only last for a short period of time. What if we all just showed up better in this world? What if we cared about the planet? What do we care about our community? What do we care about our own personal development? Taking care of people, you know, discovering something new, being curious, having the courage to try something. All of it up to us. I think that the biggest lesson I learned, and I think that we hear this from many of our guests, is that, well, we don't need permission to live our version of the best life we want to live. And wow, wouldn't we want to be happy about how we were living? And maybe, you know, performance in the form of satisfaction. Maybe we don't have to be satisfied, but like, why would we have regrets? Shouldn't we show up? And when we show up in that, you know, think about the fact that this is us deciding. Like, there is, yes, there are some existential issues. They could be financial, they could be family oriented, they could be work oriented. But in every opportunity that we have, we can frame the issue in a way that makes it productive and not destructive. I mean, it doesn't mean that it's always easy. Like I often said that, you know, it's always happy and, you know, we don't have to be unhappy, but, you know, it's okay to be sad. I mean, that's a real emotion and emotions are fine to have. But, you know, wouldn't you want to love your life? I mean, for the time period that we're here, I mean, I don't know. People always ask this question, you know, like, what's the worst advice that you ever got? And I think the worst advice is just follow your passion. I'm like, well, that might be amazing if you can, but what if you can't? Shouldn't you just fall in love with what you do? Whether it's being, you know, someone who takes out the garbage or works at McDonald's, someone who becomes the president, or someone who is a stay-at-home mom, or someone who's a student, or just pick your choice of whatever it is. You know, why not during that moment love what you're doing? Because really, it's our life. And I'm much more happy when I'm happy. And I know that sounds sort of silly, but the truth of the matter is that, you know, we can't probably be too optimistic. You know, we have 8 billion people on the planet today, you know, which is up from like a billion in the 1800s. We've grown a lot. We've made a lot happen. We've developed, and I think a lot of people have come along and made some choices to turn their lives in the direction that they want. And so, you know, my sort of, you know, example to everyone is to live that way, to take on some challenges and think about, you know, how do we stay true to that? And in that, I think, you know, it's the challenges that I have most appreciated along this journey are the ones that I make sure happen over a period of time. Not something that I do in one day or 30 days, but something about a year or 5 years or 10 years. It's the feeling that you have. It's the sort of accountability that we bring. It's the commitment that you make to yourself. And when you do that, wow, you feel just better. Like if you wake up every morning, you read your book, or you do some yoga, or you go for a walk, or whatever it might be, when you do it every time, you're self-reinforcing the value that you have and that you're worth something, because you've now taken some control over your life and you don't live someone else's version of your life. I mean, like, let's live our own. We're capable of making choices. We have agency. We want to be part of something, but we also want to be who we are. That wouldn't mean that we have to copy anyone. And it also wouldn't mean that if someone challenges us on the decisions that we make, that we should do anything other than say, thank you, I appreciate that input, and then consider it and think about whether or not that input would change your decision or you would keep going on the path that you're going on. I was told early in my business career that we take care of ourselves first, our family second, and our work third. And the reason for that priority order is that it doesn't work the other way. If you take care of yourself, then you can take care of your family. If you take care of your family, then you can take care of your work. And I know I've had a, you know, sometimes maybe work too much kind of mindset, but still at the end of the day, I think what I am so happy that I found was that I need to take care of myself. I have to prioritize my needs, make sure that I am, you know, feeling good about what I'm doing, and that when I show up, I feel good about myself. You know, it's always fun when someone says, I'm really proud of you. Well, I think we should look in the mirror and say, I'm really proud of you, what you've done, how you've developed, who you've become. The best thing that happens, you know, is when we start to feel comfortable about who we are. And that might take some time. It might take some practice. It might take, you know, a little bit of failure here or there. What we know is that, you know, pain might be temporary. Quitting lasts forever. So let's go on this journey and think about how each of us become a better version of ourselves. I'm not sure we'll ever find the end of that path. I think it's always open. You know, human potential really is infinite. I don't think we'll live long enough to know what could have been. But I'm going to go find out. And I hope that you can come along on this journey and chase tomorrow with me. You know, I named the podcast that way because many times when I was on stage talking to an audience, and you get that sort of short period of time with everyone, and at the end, how would you end that talk? You know, you probably said a lot of inspiring things and made some really good points, and they may remember some of them. But if you offer to them the idea to go chase tomorrow with me, come chase tomorrow with me, everyone feels something, and that's how I feel. And I hope you come chase tomorrow with me. We'll keep the podcast going. We'll push it out every Friday, unless something gets in the way, which we hope doesn't happen. Please send along feedback anytime you can. And thanks again for coming with on this journey and chasing tomorrow with us. Have a great one.